Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. It is our top local story. The state has just dropped Riverside County back to the most restrictive purple tier under its coronavirus reopening guidelines. The move means that restaurants, gyms, movie theaters, and churches can no longer have limited indoor operations. County Supervisor Karen Spiegel says she's mad and frustrated.
We're going to be putting a nail in the coffin now on more businesses. We are beyond the ability to say it's all about science. And the problem is, when we close, we can't open it back up and say Riverside County go, because we never closed in the first place. It's all done by the governor.
Spiegel says there has to be a middle ground that lets businesses reopen while also protecting people. The county's move from the red to purple tier due to an increase of positive test rates. Businesses now have 3 days to change their operations to comply with the purple tier status. The National Transportation Safety Board is meeting today to discuss the findings of the agency's investigation into last year's deadly dive boat fire off Santa Cruz Island. Live to KNX 1070's Margaret Carrera, who's monitoring the hearing.
Several safety issues were identified in the agency's investigation, including the lack of a roving night patrol and ineffective company oversight. It was noted that staff believes the absence of that required roving patrol on the Conception delayed detection and allowed for growth of the fire, precluded firefighting and evacuation efforts, and directly led to the high number of fatalities in the accident. 34 people in all perished in that blaze, 33 of them passengers, one crew member. And although Truth Aquatics, the owner operator of the Conception, had a good reputation in the industry, staff found many examples where the company and crew showed signs of complacency, including deviation that increased the risk of an accident. The cause of the fire remains unknown, but potential sources include charging multiple electrical devices in the salon compartment of the boat and the improper disposal of smoking materials. Reporting live, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070.
Governor Newsom's home in Northern California is the site of a protest right now by people from the Porter Ranch area. We're calling on the governor to close the Aliso Canyon gas storage facility. They say they want him to fulfill his promise to shut it down. They also say they're still getting sick. Alexandra Nagy with the environmental group Food and Water Action tells KNX, even before the blowout back in 2015, people reported smelling gas and getting headaches and nosebleeds.
So this is no different than what people were experiencing before. But once you add just the tremendous impacts of an unprecedented release of methane and toxins for 4 months, it severely weakened the health of the nearby residents. So they're even more vulnerable now than they were before.
Nagy says SoCalGas has testified that the facility averages about 2 leaks a day. Well, the governor has new rules coming out today that would allow Disneyland, Six Flags, Universal Studios, and all theme parks to throw open their doors and welcome people back. But don't bet on that happening anytime soon. The rules could be very strict.
Imagine finding out you can't go to Disneyland if you live more than 120 miles away. That could be one of the rules. And it won't even matter if the park can't reopen, and the park may not be able to reopen if Orange County doesn't improve its COVID-19 infection infection numbers and climb into the state's yellow tier. OC Supervisor Lisa Bartlett says that would be setting the bar awfully high, and she notes the COVID-19 numbers here are pretty good.
So I think it would be safe at this point when Orange County moves to the orange tier to allow for the large theme parks like Disneyland to reopen.
So the OC would only have to move up one tier instead of two. Bartlett says keeping theme parks closed is just killing the local businesses.
The other hotels, the retail shop, restaurants, transportation, service industries.
And she points out that all the Disney parks are open now except in Hong Kong and here in Anaheim. Near Disneyland, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Continuing our in-depth team coverage, top theme park consultant Dennis Spiegel tells KNX his company has tracked reopenings around the world, and he's not heard of even one virus hotspot associated with letting public back in. He praised the response of the industry so far.
I've watched Disney's from day one around the world and how they've handled this. And quite frankly, they've been very pragmatic. They've been very professional.
He tells us Florida is now allowing Disney World to open at full capacity, but that Disneyland has refused the offer, saying it's not comfortable with that. He thinks health officials here in California are being far too cautious. Another loss for local entertainment in Southern California due to the pandemic shutdown.
The LA Phil has announced it's canceled all performances through June 9th of next year at the Disney Concert Hall. The list of concerts totals nearly 100. In making the announcement, they acknowledge that while it may not be surprising in this climate, it is heartbreaking to keep their venues silent and not be able to share the experience of live music with the public. For now, the LA Phil is continuing to do what it can to share its music online and on the air on local public television. They recently launched a series of short concert films recorded on the stage of the Hollywood Bowl. For more information, just visit laphil.com/COVID-19. Vicki Moore, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, Caltech, USC, and four other research institutions and universities are filing a lawsuit against the Trump administration's new visa rules that limit the number of foreign high-skilled workers allowed to work in the United States. They allege the rules will severely restrict or even eliminate the H-1B program, allowing high-skilled workers to come temporarily to the U.S. to perform services in a specialty occupation.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM. News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.